The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Off the Ball on News Talk.
With OutSurance. Real people making unreal car insurance savings and cash back after 3 years claims free with the Out Bonus. Visit outsurance.ie.
We should drum roll you in every day, JD.
I don't think
I'm
I deserve
not the better
that.
Of any of this, JD.
Well, that's class. Well done, everybody. Well deserved.
And you voted. You donated.
Thanks to everybody who donated for such a fantastic cause.
It is unreal. And the bravery. You know, the little Michael, what he did, he went off to the Portugal game. Fantastic stuff. JD, the hurling starts this weekend.
Look, hurling championship. There's something deeply Irish and cultural and fabulous about it. I hurling man in me is going to be unleashed this weekend. Hurling snob, hurling man are going to begin with Leinster, the round robin there. Galway, Kilkenny tomorrow on Salt Hill. We'll tell it that because Galway beat Kilkenny by 18 points in the league. And there's just a feeling of a little bit of concern in Kilkenny because 1904 was their first All-Ireland and it's been their longest drought now, 11 years since they won the Lee McCarthy Cup. I mean, this is the most successful county in the history of the game. So how will they get on? Not so sure, to be honest. TJ Reid still flying the flag for the Cats. Newcomers Kildare playing Wexford and Newbridge tomorrow. Offaly welcoming Dublin to Tullamore. Then on Sunday, the first round of the Munster Championship. I mean, the last eight All-Irelands have been won by Munster teams, three teams to emerge from five. It's one of the toughest competitions in sport at the moment. Yeah. Like, it is fiercely contested. It's a fantastic spectacle. If the roles were reversed, if it was Leinster like this, I'd be going on the same way about Leinster. But it's not. It is Munster hurling. It reaches into your soul. Just can't wait for Cork and Tip on Sunday at FBD Semple Stadium. The All-Ireland champions welcoming the Rebels to Thurles and a repeat of last July's All-Ireland final. And then Clare against Waterford in Ennis. It's just going to be fantastic. And it last year, Clare were the All-Ireland champions, didn't get out of the round robin. I mean, Tipperary, it's possible they won't even get out of it.
Yeah, as a long-suffering Waterford fan, I sometimes wish Munster was not so competitive that we might see the other side of it. I also, by the way, think that Andrea Gilligan did not get nearly enough abuse earlier when she was doing her call-in identifying the counties and someone said, the county with the most All-Irelands, and she said Limerick.
Okay. Is it Waterford?
It's Kilkenny. Oh, I wish it was Waterford.
Sorry,
are you hopeful? Are you...
No, the hope, as a Munster and Waterford fan, the hope has been beaten out of me in the last 10 years, John Duggan.
It's the hope that kills you.
It does.
Well, try to be a Tottenham Hotspur fan. Go on.
Yeah, go on. Football Championship in Leinster and Ulster. Let's move away from Munster.
Will we have any shocks? Leash have got a game under their belts. They're away to Kildare in the Leinster quarterfinals in Newbridge. Kildare relegated to Division 3 of the league. Dublin, not the force of old as we know, making the trip to Wicklow to play in Aucrum. Then Meath hoping down a 16-year wait for provincial honours. They kickstart their challenge at home to Westmeath. That match being played in Tullamore. And let's not forget Louth, they're actually the defending champions, welcoming Wexford, but that at a neutral venue again, Networth Cullen Park. In Ulster, Derry hosting Antrim at Celtic Park tomorrow. The winner of that game facing either Monaghan or Cavan. That'll be a tasty local rivalry to play out in Clonus on Sunday. Monaghan versus Cavan. So they're the Ulster quarterfinals.
Nearly like a derby. JD, the Republic of Ireland's women's team taking on Poland in a World Cup qualifier tomorrow.
Yes, the Aviva Stadium, 3 o'clock kickoff. The girls in green got momentum after the win in Gdansk during the week, a 3-2 victory. Another victory, and it puts us in a stronger position to secure a more favourable playoff on the road to Brazil. Kickoff, as I said, tomorrow afternoon. We'll have live commentary of the game here on Off the Ball Saturday on News Talk.
Awesome. The top two in the Premier League are meeting on Sunday.
Arsenal carrying a 6-point lead to Manchester City, who have a game in hand ahead of their showdown at the Etihad Stadium, a 4:30 kickoff on Sunday. The match live and exclusive here on Off the Ball Sunday on News Talk. Stephen Doyle and Brian Kerr in Manchester for us. No Bukayo Saka for Arsenal in that game. We're also going to bring you exclusive coverage of the Merseyside derby between Everton and Liverpool tomorrow. Chelsea versus Manchester United and Tottenham Hotspur, knowing they must win or get something out of their game at home to Brighton.
League of Ireland action tonight as well, JD.
Yeah, big Dublin derby. Champions and leader Shamrock Rovers taking on Bohemians. They're close rivals and sometimes bitter rivals at Tallaght Stadium at 8 o'clock. Other matches beginning at 7:45. St Pat's away to Drogheda United. Dundalk playing Galway United. It is Shelburne versus Derry City.
Yeah, Shane Coleman, of course, still not in studio after that leg waxing on Wednesday.
That's the reason.
Well, that and he was a bit overcome with the vapours because of Bowes. Rovers tonight, obviously, as well. I'm only messing. The Irish women's rugby team facing Italy tomorrow.
Match in the Six Nations. They should win a 5:40 kickoff at the Dexcom Stadium in Galway. We know that Scott Beaman's side Lost England last week, but it was no shame in a 21-point defeat. I mean, initially he fell to a 33-point reversal in France. URC action as well this evening. Leinster away to Ulster and Belfast from 7:45. Tomorrow, Connacht are in South Africa to play the Cape Town Stormers. Munster taking on Benetton Treviso initially. It's almost that the stories are the matches this weekend.
Yeah.
The stories are the matches.
We've all been doing bits for Make-A-Wish, so we couldn't let you go, because I know you love a bit of trivia. And I was going to ask you for Spurs' record loss, but I said it'd be kind and ask you their record win.
Was it 13-2 over Crewe in the early 1960s?
February 1960. John Duggan. I should have had harder trivia questions for you, clearly.
There you go.
Fair play to JD. He passed.
I thought I was going to get a forfeit to say Isle of Arsenal or something like that.
Yeah, I was going to even accept the margin of the win. If you'd said 11 goals, I would have taken it.
Is there an Arsenal song we could try and persuade you to sing?
I don't think Arsenal have any songs.
No, losers.
We'll have to ask Owen Sheehan and come back to you.
Yeah, Owen Sheehan will put me up to it. And I think you put me on the day they win the title, and I'll say nice things about Arsenal.
Thank you, JD. You're a great sport, because you didn't know what you were going to be asked there at all.
Good luck.
In fact, didn't even know you were going to be asked. Thank you for that.
Cheers.
And fair play to everybody.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.